Random House Audio presents Broken English, An Amish Country Mystery by P.L. Gauss. Read for you by George Newbern. Romans 12, 17 through 19. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. Chapter 1. The Middle of May. Jesse Sands, 25 years in the New Jersey State Prison for rape and felonious assault, had served a full term, without credit for either good or industrious behavior. From the ages of 22 to 47, his home had been a cold prison fortress of brown stone and razor wire, built 150 years ago in a resolute age when prisons had been intended to punish criminals. For 25 steadfast years, the Trenton prison had done its duty regarding Jesse Sands. Then, abruptly, once he had maxed out on his original sentence, he was turned loose without parole. The red iron doors swung open for him at 10:30 a.m., and by nightfall, he had bought a gun on the streets and exacted his first harsh measure of revenge. In the 3 weeks following his release, Sands had headed west, across Pennsylvania and West Virginia, to the Ohio River at Steubenville, where he thumbed a ride at night over the river and continued along Route 22 as far as the eastern Ohio burg of Cadiz. There, he caught a ride with a truck driver, and after sleeping in the cab.